Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and sitting in, of course, for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Friday morning edition live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning, and broadcasting, of course, from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. And as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course, U.S. Coast Guard out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working across America right now on the Third Watch, you're keeping America rolling along, and we salute you. And, of course, our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our UPS and FedEx drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel, jet fuel, wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers are listening, our Amazon drivers, of course, out there delivering the packages all across the country. And, of course, if you want to find us on Facebook, you can do that. Simply go over to Facebook and look for the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. You can also find the captain on Gab, on MeWe, on Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And, of course, our temporary listener call-in line this week, because we are broadcasting from Southern California, is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And now we have a very special guest waiting on the telephone line. Once again, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning once again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. And all right, are you ready to say the pledge or we'll get down to business?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, as Captain Matt Bruce says at the top of every hour, after reciting the pledge, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, we have a lot to talk about as we go through this segment of the program. But, of course, first off, I wanted to ask you what you thought about the trip and fall of President Joe Biden. And thankfully, again, he wasn't hurt. It didn't seem that he was. He seemed to be okay later on when he got back to the White House. But you brought up something, because the angle I saw of the president falling down, because he came back and said, I got sandbagged. But you have a different angle on that. And there evidently there was a sandbag.
There's two, there were two of them. They were right by the podium, and they were there to stabilize the communications cabling, you know, the power sources and, mm-hmm. and the cables.
Mm-hmm.
So they were there when he walked to the podium, and they were still there when he left the podium. He just wasn't paying any attention. So after he fell, and he was helped back to a standing position, they turned around, he's pointing to them, and they're clearly there. but they really weren't necessarily, it didn't look like they were necessarily in his way. I don't think he was, I think he thought he was going to be kind of cute, just making some kind of a trotting little exit from the podium and wasn't paying any attention and tripped over him and completely fell.
Well, I'm glad that you had that other angle because obviously, you know, and that's something too. Every single thing about a presidential visit of any kind, and certainly when the president's on a podium, you know, the ingress and coming in and going out, that's all pre-planned. Because it absolutely has to be, and usually it should be a very clear path. So I think you're right. It's possible that he might have backed up, or maybe he just wasn't aware. But that in and of itself is also a very concerning thing. But certainly him taking that kind of tumble has got to resonate. Unfortunately, and again, we're glad he's okay. But it's got to go into the hopper of voters when they're looking at him.
Well, it isn't just voters. Kyle, it went international. I mean, I looked at Malaysia news. It's on India news. I mean, it's just everywhere. So, you know, some are kind of trolling him on it. Others are just reporting it. But that just tells you that other worldwide news media and world leaders are watching the same thing.
Yes, exactly right. And then they're sizing it up. They're making their estimations based on whether or not they think Joe Biden has these maladies that are really affecting his ability to do the job. And I think voters looking at this say to themselves, a whole nother 4 years. I mean, the election isn't, you know, for a while yet. And, it's going to be a number of years before he would be out of office. And can he take much more? I think they're asking themselves.
Well, but it isn't even so much as, you know, the conservatives or Republicans, but it's other world leaders and it's his own party. His own party really does a lot on the run. I mean, you can't deny that. So.
Well, exactly. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, maybe not since, I don't think Jimmy Carter had these kinds of headwinds. He had Ted Kennedy, but it wasn't like this.
All right. Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Hold the line. I hear the music coming up, folks, and that means we got to take a quick break. But don't worry, we're not going to be gone that long. We're going to come right back here with Denise Simon from founderscode.com right after we pay a couple of bills. So stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, Kevin Jackson. And yes, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning as we stroll across your radio dial in the overnight hours. And we have an awful lot more to talk to you about this morning. In just a few moments, we'll be getting right back to Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. And she'll be with us here for the rest of the segment as well. We got a caller holding on the line. So we got a lot to do. But first, we want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you, and our conversation with Denise Simon as well, is being brought to you by your friends over at Geico. That would be none other than Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. All you have to do is go over to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison. You can put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or a truck, and see what the comparison might be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or boat or ATV or an RV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money on all that stuff. Now, where you really start saving the big money is when you bundle up your house, maybe your apartment or a condo, your property, whatever that might be. Each one has a different rate, of course. But you bundle all that together, and then you see what your price is going to be, and you might find out that they can save you. They can save you a real bundle. So head on over to Geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and do the cost comparison test today. You won't be sorry. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello again, Denise.
Hey.
You know, we talked a little bit about the debt ceiling bill. We talked about Joe Biden. But something else you and I were talking about during the break, and I think this is really important because it has to do with the war in Ukraine. And that is that there are reports out that Vladimir Putin, is absolutely terrified of being assassinated. And he's refusing to travel abroad
because some of these drone attacks hit a little too close to home, quite literally, to one of the homes that he goes to. Yeah. Yeah, is right. Exactly. But now, do you think it's Ukraine, or what do you think?
Well, first of all, let me say this. He is being investigated. I think there is a warrant for his arrest as a war criminal by the International Criminal Court.
Yes.
So, and he defied that. I think a couple of days after the warrant was issued with him, by going allegedly going to one of the regions in Ukraine that's heavily under military fire. I'm not convinced he actually did that, but supposedly he did. Now, the second piece is this last alleged drone strike hit the top of an apartment building and did about as much damage as I would say lightning did if it struck, or maybe a little bit of a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it, and it wasn't even near the Kremlin. So I think it's being either one, manufactured, or two, Prigozhin, who is the owner of the Wagner Group, which is a private, how do I put this, militant organization, kind of like, you know, they're non-government fighters, and they're pretty nasty.
Yeah.
He and Putin have come to real odds. In fact, they're fighting among each other, and the Wagner Group has been yanked out. He's lost a lot of people, allegedly around 20,000, so that's why they're having to replace him with prisoners coming out of some gulags in various regions of Russia. So my humble opinion, it probably is retaliation within Putin's own sphere and doesn't have anything to do with Ukraine.
Very interesting. Well, do you think they might try to sort of get rid of him because they want to turn the war off? Or do you think they want to get rid of him because they think they can go in there and clean house and do the war they want their way, basically?
The war is not being managed by Putin and his top generals and military advisors like a finely tuned machine at all. And you have to look long and hard at this, because remember they said it would be over in a matter of days. Well, it clearly isn't.
Right.
And then he's having to get help from the Wagner Group. He's had his own Russian military or war-aged men. A lot of them just left the country. They just bailed out because they were all being conscripted.
Mm-hmm.
He's had to call on China. He's had to call on North Korea, and he's had to call on Iran. So there's a lot of problems with all of this. And he needs a win, and he needed it in Bakhmut, and allegedly the Russians won the confrontation in Bakhmut. But I will tell you that the Ukrainians are serious about still taking Bakhmut back, and at some point, Crimea.
Mm-hmm. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, we got a caller holding on the line. I think it's Aaron. Is that you, Aaron?
Yeah, that's
it. All right.
Denver, Colorado. And of course, we had this riding dirty, broken down, senile, dumb donkey of a so called president fall all over the stage like the fool that he is. And the thing is, what happened to Joe Biden here in Colorado is just a picture of his whole time being in the White House.
Yeah.
It's been a complete embarrassment, complete disaster. And, you know, I'm just not surprised. I mean, it's just a total clown show. But, even eventually a clown show has to come to an end. And, Denise, about what she said about what's going on with Putin, I'm with her. I think it was all staged, to be honest.
Yes.
this alleged Ukrainian attack with the drone. I think the Russians or the mercenary group that's behind Putin,
the Wagner group.
The Wagner group staged it.
Yes.
So I think it's just all it's just a propaganda tool to make Putin look like some kind of victim. But anyway,
yes.
But Professor Politics Denise. Sayonara.
All right. Thank you so much, Aaron. That's Aaron listening on 710 KNUS in Denver. Great station out there, Denver Way, and we appreciate him very much. Yes, Denise, I think you're right. Something fishy is going on with all this with Putin. But also, in the time we have left, I want to make sure I get your opinion. It looks like, of course, the Senate has passed now the GOP bill about the student loan cancellations, and somebody's going to be handing them a veto pen about this. Well, what do you think?
I can think this is I think the sixth try to do this, and it also is before the Supreme Court. So this White House needs to get a little bit smarter. on the student loan thing, because there were some Democrats that voted to repeal it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's not in a good place, which is, I think, one of the reasons that is probably one of the reasons on the short list of why he's out campaigning is because of the student loan thing.
Very interesting. Well, I mean, that does beg the question, how is he going to go out and campaign anyway? I mean, it looks like there will be no debates, at least at this point. RFK Jr. is a significant challenger if you just look at the percentages in terms of polling right now. Are they going to be able to get away with not having any real debate at all?
Well, they could, but it also comes down to the DNC and what shots they're calling on this whole thing. So, I would watch for, RFK Jr. or the Republicans to say this man is a coward for not doing a debate. And I think that'll be part of the next marketing tool that we'll see, that he's a coward and can't do it.
Well, one of the things too, I mean, Joe Biden can't really go out and talk to reporters unless he's got some of this stuff in advance or has the cheat sheets.
Yeah, he's got to have his index cards. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I can't imagine that he would be on a debate stage where you have to think on your feet. I mean, there's a lot of water under the bridge even from 2016 or 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, if he can stay on his feet.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thank you so much. I'm going to look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Denise Simon, folks. Founderscode.com is the website. Go over there and check it out. And check us out when we come back after the break. We're sailing along. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Before falling and causing a scare, President Biden spent part of Thursday urging U.S. Air Force Academy graduates to never forget their sacred oath.
It's our Constitution. It's our country. and it's our enduring American value.
The president delivered the commencement speech. Reporters at the venue said after the president's fall, he got up, walked, and then even jogged away from the venue. Is Prince Harry in the U.S. legally?
Prince Harry's prior drug use is prompting a U.S. court to review his visa as the Heritage Foundation sues for disclosure of his immigration records. The lawsuit aims to determine the legality of his visa approval, considering American immigration law's stance on past drug use as a basis for rejection. The court hearing is scheduled for June 6th in Washington, D.C. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along the overnight hours across your radio dial. My name is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, the host of the program. We talked to the captain in hour number one of the program this morning, and he had some pretty good news. He's looking to be released. Hopefully today we're going to see. We're going to see what the doctor says, he said, and hopefully the captain will be heading out of that facility, still convalescing a little bit, but will be, of course, part of the program moving forward here as he continues to get better, and will be back very soon, as he was saying. So we're glad to hear that. That's some great news, of course, for Captain Matt Bruce and for everybody as well. And again, I know that he appreciates so much your prayers, so much your good wishes, your messages, and so forth. Just the outpouring has been really phenomenal. And it's my pleasure, my honor, of course, to sit in for the captain while he's getting better. And he is getting better. And that's the good news. And so, of course, tomorrow morning on the program, we'll be talking with the captain once again. That's hour number one of the program. Again, program's on from 2 to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, and then 2 to 5 on Saturday, which is the weekend show. And that'll be starting up, of course, here in just another 20 hours or so, if I have the math right. But it's all good, and we're glad to be with you. The temporary call-in line, of course, is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. That's the temporary listener line as we head through this week. All right, this portion of the program, folks, being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy.
That's National Aviation Academy. Spoke with Bo Browning the other day about the National Aviation Academy, and we had a great conversation about the need for aircraft maintenance technicians and the demand that's there for them. So you definitely want to check them out. They're in Clearwater, Florida. They're also in Concord, Massachusetts as well. And you want to visit naa.edu. That's naa.edu. If you want to give them a call in Clearwater, it's 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. If you're in Concord, Massachusetts, 800-292-3228. That's 800-292-3228. Talk to them. Find out. They can tell you all about their programs, maybe even give you a tour of what they do. But check them out. NAA.edu. Be the force. Be the fix. Become the future of aviation maintenance at the National Aviation Academy. All right. Well, back to our topics here. During the break, I was checking out this this opinion piece. This is from The Hill, but it's entitled "Why I Believe RFK Jr. Will Be the 2024 Democrat Nominee." So this catches my eye. So the author writes, and this is from Douglas McKinnon, opinion contributor, says, "If the shocking 2016 presidential election of Donald J. Trump taught us anything, it should be that voters can still be unpredictable and unpollable, and that millions of them believe that the entrenched elites from both political parties no longer hear their voices or speak for them." And just I'll stop right here, because I think that's exactly right. It's exactly on point. Donald Trump was able to tap into that mentality, that sensibility, I think maybe it's a better word, and was able to turn everything on its ear. So much so, in fact, that the amount, and I don't want to retread the 2016 election, but the amount of disappointment that you saw at the Hillary Clinton, you know, the campaign headquarters, and she was going to come out and give her a big speech and all that, and just it was crushing, right? It was a crushing defeat for Hillary Clinton. There's no doubt about it. And I don't want to get into Hillary was a bad candidate. She was a terrible candidate. Anyway, on top of everything else, on top of the bad policies, on top of the bad ideas, on top of the bad ideology, on top of all that stuff, still a bad candidate. And I think the Democrat Party is kicking themselves all the time about this. But back to this opinion piece. Voters are continually seeking a new champion. Will Robert F. Kennedy Jr. become such a champion? I believe so, the author says, at least as far as the Democrat primary process is concerned. Goes on to say, when that process is final and all the votes from the primaries and caucuses have been tabulated, I believe Kennedy will emerge as the Democratic nominee for president in 2024. Then he goes in this direction. He writes, cue the laughter and the pejoratives, most from the left, some from the right. In our increasingly polarized times, everything seems to be viewed through the prisms of ideology, tribalism, anger, hate, and outright dismissal of voices in opposition to our own. But if we choose to put down those often distorted prisms and open our eyes, there are still facts, figures, and pragmatic reasons as to why the less obvious or most ridiculed might still be the correct answer. My first reason, he writes, for predicting that a Kennedy nomination is that I am still not convinced President Joe Biden will actually run for re-election, primarily because of concerns regarding his advanced age and perception of cognitive decline. Now, this is being written, of course, after Joe Biden declared that he was going to run for president, right? But it's still not, but it's not in motion, is it? It's not in motion. In fact, the other day, one of the reporters, I think it was Ducey over from Fox News, I mean, he asked the president something about, we haven't seen you on the campaign trail. The president looked back and said, you haven't, if I recall correctly. You haven't. That was the response. And, of course, they haven't any campaign rallies. But can you think that Joe Biden is going to be out there on the campaign trail? He's going to be doing his thing, and he's going to be kissing babies, and he's going to be, doing all the Joe Biden. I'm not going to get into what the Joe Biden does, but all the Joe Biden stuff that he does. No, Of course not. He's getting way too, and again, I'm not saying this to be mean-spirited in the least tiny little bit, because we many of our elderly folks, Joe Biden's become very fragile. There's no doubt about it. And so I don't know that he's going to stand, he could stand up to the pounding of the whole thing. But nevertheless, I don't think that he's not campaigning. He's not going to be campaigning in the traditional sense of the word. That's why they're going to keep him at the White House. They're going to keep him doing some events, and they could keep everything very controlled and so forth, because they don't have the COVID cover that they had back in 2020. And that's a real issue for them. He goes on to say, the author goes on to say, with regard to Biden's age being a roadblock to a 2024 campaign, we have this from former Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton, who was asked about it at a Financial Times Weekend Festival. I actually saw some of that, by the way, too. I actually saw some of that. His age is an issue, and people have every right to consider it, she says. And that's because Hillary Clinton, never one to disappoint, she is going to say stuff like that because she's thinking in the back of her mind, hey, just maybe. I'm going to do a Joe Biden whisper thing here. Just maybe they might want me to come back and run again. Right? That's not going to happen, is it? I mean, you know, unless we live in the weirdest universe ever. And, you know, I don't know, Marvel fans out there, is there a multiverse somewhere where Hillary Clinton runs again for president and then tanks it again? Well, maybe it'll be our universe. Who knows? It'll be our universe. We'll find out. But Hillary Clinton also would be a terrible candidate, to be retread for the election. I don't see that happening. There's just too much at stake for the Democrat Party. I think that they want to go with somebody fresh, so to speak, and then younger than Biden, and then somebody who they can try to have sort of swoop in. But at the same time, I think you've got a lot of the powers that be that say, guess what? We got a good thing going with Biden. I mean, he kind of doesn't know what's happening, and we can kind of make policy, and we can kind of do whatever we want to do. And Biden has to go out there and read the cards. And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but I think that's kind of what's going on. And the powers that be would say, this is a good deal for us. Kinnipiac poll, the author points out, 65% of voters say they think Biden, 80, is too old for a second term. And that's a share that could very well continue to rise, he writes. So again, this author, this opinion piece, saying he thinks Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could become the Democrat nominee in 2024. He's got some pretty good reasons. The opinion piece goes on, but we're going to run out of time here in this segment. And when we come back, folks, so it's, again, a very interesting piece. RFK Jr., maybe not just a disruptor. Maybe there's going to be some real substantive maneuvering going on there. Okay, folks, Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we roll through the nighttime radio dial. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on here in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about on the program today. In just a few moments, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And the number, if you'd like to call in and opine, is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? All right. Well, this portion of our program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. And you want to check out relieffactor.com/captain. That's the father-son team, of course, of Pete and Seth Talbot. Relieffactor.com/captain. You can try out their $19.95 3-week quick start. Of course, the captain takes the product. He's been taking it for over 10 years. He takes it for one good reason, and that is because it works. It helps to control things that cause pain and swelling and discomfort, namely inflammation. And this product will help you control that because it has these great ingredients, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And that helps the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get your pain and discomfort and the swelling from. Now, if you take it the way it says, it should take you about 3 weeks, and you'll know if it's really going to be working. But some people, it starts working much faster, 2 or 3 days. Sometimes the captain has somebody come back the next day after they take it to say, how do I get more? He directs them to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Everybody's different, of course. And everybody's just a little different. So it may take different amounts of time. But you definitely want to check it out because there are no drugs in this. It's all natural. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try because all you have to lose is pain. Try out the 1995 3-week quick start. All right. Well, over to the phones we go. We've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about. And, of course, we've got the Senate now has passed the debt ceiling deal. But of course, there's going to be there's not amendments to this per se, but there's going to be some wrangling and appropriations, one might think.
I forget what the next process is when it comes to this. I didn't see that yet. So the senator already voted on it and passed it. I think it's got to go right to the president, doesn't it?
Well, yes, exactly. And so I think it passed 63-36. I think 41 Republicans actually voted against it. 4 Democrats voted against it, and 1 independent, Bernie Sanders, voted against it.
Again, a lot of these votes, when they know what the outcome is, it's just, okay, you guys get to vote this way because you want to go back home to your district and tell them how powerful and tough and courageous you are. So to me, a lot of it is just a little bit nonsensical when it comes to this. They know when it's going to pass, and that's all. Maybe you might not want to vote. But, this big portrait of courage here. All right, let's ease up on that.
Well, now, what do you say to those who would there are those who have been very critical of this, obviously, and you have these senators who voted against it, but you have some pretty vocal critics. Is the very fact that this has now been passed or the debt ceiling has been suspended for the 2-year period, is this going to do the kinds of bad things to the economy that some of the critics are saying, or do you think it's not quite as bad as all that?
Well, I haven't heard what they mean by bad for the overall economy that's going through. It would have been most certainly difficult if they didn't pass this. Are you looking at our country right now? How far in debt we are? We don't have serious people. That's the reality there in Washington, D.C., that want to deal with this and show real leadership. It was one of the great points I heard had a congressman admit to it. Said, we had the power of government for 2 years when Donald Trump came in and spending continued to rise. And it was, the Republicans backed off from it. It always seems like they want to go after spending when they're out of power. And when they're in power, they don't want to do a darn thing about it.
Well, you're right about that. And that's sort of the cycle that goes along. And sometimes in these days, it used to be things were on tape for almost ever, but everything's on the internet now forever. And it's easy to pull things up when people were like pro spending, like you're talking about. It's very hard to for them to argue with that.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, I was some Senator Lindsey Graham freaking out over this, yet this is past winter. He signed the omnibus spending bill, which gave all sorts of pork to certain senators that were retiring. It's pathetic.
Yes, exactly. Well, of course, people are looking out at the economy. And, they're also looking at things like being able to buy a home or make those kinds of projections. We're hearing, too, about, real estate slowdowns because getting money is more difficult now than it was before. Where do you think this is headed in terms of home buying or just the general real estate market, do you think?
Well, it'll eventually drive prices down to some degree. You're seeing it, slowly dip in certain areas of the country. Some spots actually, even more because you've got mortgage rates above 7%. There's an inverse relationship between those two things. So as these mortgage rates come up, you're going to see the price of the homes come down. And that will reflect. It takes a little while to reflect, but it will eventually. So, again, you're looking at, what it's going to cost people. Or, yeah, it is. But, my first home, I paid over 7%. I think the concern for me right now is just whether or not the Fed is just going to stop where they are, give a little certainty to the overall markets, and then we can move on.
Do you think the Fed is getting closer to calling it a day on some of these hikes? Or do you think that, okay, good. I mean, I think a lot of people are waiting for that. And certainly you would think Wall Street is also looking for that as well.
Well, I mean, we're always looking to see what rates are because you get various different adjustments. But I've never been a big fan of ultra-low interest rates simply because, you know, as a financial advisor, I have to help people out with their risk-free assets. That, you know, if you're close to retirement, if you're in retirement, guess what? I mean, you got to have a significant amount of cash in there because you got to use it for paying bills. And, you know, for years now, almost 20 years now, we've got no return on risk-free assets. And everybody's telling us that inflation was at 2% and it was low. I wasn't buying that at all. I mean, you could see the price of food and things that you utilize every single day. Those things have gone up. Sure, you know, televisions have come way down, but, you know, you can't eat a TV.
Well said. Yes, exactly right. Well, of course, I think we're expecting the Labor Department's unemployment report, I think, today, here on Friday. That's probably going to have some kind of effect on how the Fed sees its rate hike strategy.
Yeah, it is. And, it's one thing I have complete disagreement with the Federal Reserve and a lot of these mainstream economists. You got others that are out there starting to get it. I never understood, the reasoning when it says, oh, we got to slow the economy down by putting people out of work. And I kind of scratch my head when I hear that. I said, how is that smart? You know, the government's got to print more money. They got to pay for unemployment and food stamps or anything else. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and how much, of course, does energy really go into this? Because at least back in the previous administration, energy was more plentiful. That seemed to have a good effect on the cost of getting goods from being shipped or manufactured to the store where our truck driver friends take it. But if their costs go up, everything else goes up.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like pushing over the first domino. And having reasonably priced energy, reliable energy, is of the utmost importance. That factor alone drives businesses to different places around the globe.
Well, sure. You know, I have this little thing I do called the grocery bag test. And every time I go to the grocery store, if I just take in my reusable bag, you know, I go and I get some stuff just to pick up a few things. It cost an awful lot of money. And 6 months ago, it wasn't like as bad. And certainly a year ago, it wasn't as bad. So people see this practically in their everyday lives just by a simple analog measure like that.
Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing is, you're right, and I think these are the more important issues to people. You know, the kitchen table, right now, I don't see many of the candidates focusing on it.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I think people are going to start demanding that. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Thank you so much, Chris. We'll talk to you again on the next time. Take care.
You've got it. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. All right, folks, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check him out over there, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We're coming right back to the top of the hour. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.